Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Heinie Scubble. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorel. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball four. Watwood moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr strikes out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Heinie Scubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hargrave moves to second. Heinie Scubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbell hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Berg and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kamm hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kamm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Berg moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berg tags and scores. One out. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Bud Clancy pinch hits for Art Shires. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy takes first base on ball four. Lyons moves to third. Sissel moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bud Clancy now playing first base. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrave strikes out. Berg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hargrave out. One out. Heinie Scubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Scubbell hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sorel moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Com reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr bunts towards short. Scubbell fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Scubbell. Kerr moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kerr scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Sissel moves to third. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hargrave for a passed ball. Sissel scores. Reynolds moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargrave strikes out. Two outs. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 0 for 2 in the game. Scubble hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sorel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Com reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerr bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to third. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berg. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Berg steals second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Berg scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to second. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Clancy bunts towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Kham takes first base on ball 4. Whatwood moves to second. Skinny Graham now pitching. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball towards right field. Heilman fields the ball and throws to home. Hargrave drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Hargrave. Whatwood scores. Kham tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-2, White Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Berg takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Graham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-3 in the game. Hargrave hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Adey pinch hits for Heinie Scubble. Emil Adey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adey strikes out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Skinny Graham. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.